Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. Hope you all had a good weekend. Hope you called and emailed some elected officials. Did you take part in the November 9th Shut It Down for Palestine actions? Let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. I think you can respond if you're listening on Spotify. I don't really know how all that works. But anyways, hope it was a good one. Hope you took some action. Hope you found some time for rest and replenishment. Before we get into this week's episode, I do want to shout out an account that I just started following on Instagram called SolarSimone888. They shared this post all about the astrology of resistance, 7 ways we can make a difference against genocide and global injustice. And I thought it was a really brilliant post. It kind of outlines, you know, different ways that each of the 7 traditional planets can really help us to be better activists and advocates. And it was awesome and super helpful. And I think that's the direction that astrology needs to be moving in. And I'm really proud to have people like Solar Simone in my peer group. So shout out to Solar Simone. I will link it in the show notes. And just a reminder that I am giving 50% of my profits from November and December all to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. So it's a great time to book a consultation. I mean, you can obviously just donate to that on your own, and I hope you will. But if you want a little something, something for it, it's a great time to, yeah, book a consultation. Come join me over in the Cosmic Map Coven. In general, it's a great week to do something new and fresh because on November 13th, we have the new moon in Scorpio at 20 degrees. And this is our first new moon since eclipse season. It's also our first new moon in Scorpio for a little while because the last new moon in Scorpio would have been a solar eclipse. So in general, this is kind of like a real fresh start, an extra fresh start in this area. We can get back to our regular lunar rituals. And yeah, this is the beginning of a new cycle and a fresh start for our Scorpio houses. And this new moon looks a lot louder than most because we have the sun and moon really close to Mars at the time of the lunation, and they're also in opposition with Uranus over in Taurus. So that really adds a lot of electricity and energy to the lunation. It's more energetic and impatient than a typical new moon. The energy is a little spicy and spiky, and, you know, a sudden irritation or trigger might really spur us into action. And I think if we're able to channel any feelings of urgency and restlessness towards initiatives and goals that support freedom, authenticity, and agency, we're going to be able to make a very strong, fresh start. So as the moon separates from the sun, it will move into a conjunction with Mars at 22 degrees of Scorpio. This adds to the spicy and spiky quality of energy in the air. Moods can be really irritable with this combination, and because it's happening in Scorpio, a sign that is so inward, there is a bit of a broody quality here, but there's also a sharp and a specific focus that we can get under this aspect. We can really cut down on distractions. So maybe using that brooding to be productive rather than just kind of down in the dumps, I guess, like really channeling that passion or channeling any sort of despair or moodiness into action. We can really cut down on distractions, and, you know, then a lot of this internal energy that we might have been feeling with the new moon in Scorpio and with the moon conjunct Mars, it might suddenly turn external later in the day when the sun in Scorpio opposes Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 21 degrees. This definitely brings an added freshness to the new moon energy as we kind of feel called to break away from patterns and habits that keep us stuck in the same old, you know. We might be pushed to a limit where we finally say, enough is enough. This is what I truly think and feel. This is the real me. This is an energy that supports challenging the status quo, both personally and collectively. It's good for pushing our leaders to change their approach, you know, and for ourselves to change our approach, because just because something has always been done in one way doesn't mean that A, it works, and doesn't mean that it has to stay that way forever. So the 13th definitely feels like a day when a lot of changes are possible, but with the oppositional energy from Uranus and then the friction from Mars, these changes might feel unexpected and uncomfortable, at least until we get some time to adjust. Now, the moon will move into Sagittarius fairly late in the evening on the 13th, and then just about 12 hours later on the morning of November 14th, the moon will conjunct Mercury in Sagittarius at 6 degrees. The moon is so fresh and so new as it touches in with the curiosity of Mercury and the optimism of Sagittarius. So I think with this conjunction, we're able to see more of what's possible. We can like pull back from the nitty-gritty details and that sort of like internal, secretive, private place of Scorpio and get a sense of the bigger picture. You know, this is where we might be able to see how the unexpected and sudden developments of the previous day might actually open us up to new adventures. On November 15th, Mercury in Sagittarius will sextile Venus in Libra at 7 degrees. This is probably the nicest aspect of November. It brings such a pleasant quality to our thought processes and our interactions with others. We might find that we are better able to articulate how we are feeling or express a desire that we're having. It could be a really great time to share some words of affection, to show some gratitude, to send a thoughtful message. It's a lovely day for connection, collaboration, and closeness, with a possibility for some kind of repair or reconnection where needed. It's also a great time for creativity, developing a skill, or, you know, trying out a new hobby. There's a very like beginner youthful quality to this that is just like, I don't really care about the outcome of this. I just want to give it a go and see what happens. I did feature this aspect in my Venus in Libra horoscopes, which you can find on my Patreon inside the Cosmic Map Coven. And those are just available to the public at this point. The Coven did get them in early access, but they're available to everyone now. And in those horoscopes, they actually offer suggestions for advocacy or activism that, you know, would pertain to where Libra is in your chart and how Venus can help with that, but also that takes this Mercury sextile Venus into account. So link for that in the show notes. On November 16th, there are no major aspects, but the moon will move into Capricorn super early in the morning in the Eastern time zone. Moon in Capricorn can be pretty cooling and calming. Emotions might not flow as readily as we're used to. We're not without emotion, but we probably just don't feel overwhelmed by them. Like we can get a little clearer headed. There's a very rational energy that can help us to consider long-term goals without distraction. And there can also be a bit of caution or hesitancy that feels a little anxious. So moon in Capricorn is always a great time to really focus in on our grounding practices. All right, so that's it for this week. Thank you so much for being here. There is a ton more info about these aspects inside the Cosmic Map Coven. It's a great time to sign up because, again, 50% of my profits from November and December are going to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. So check that out, link in the show notes. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you later in the week, but until then, I'll catch you in the cosmos.